Down to business on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Because your financial well-being is our priority, our dedicated business teams are here to help.
Maxall is a fascinating Irish business in that this year sees them celebrate 100 years in operation, and it also remains entirely family owned after all that time. To celebrate this this absolute wonderful fact, Maxall have commissioned a well-known historian, that's Turtle Bunbury, to document their history in a new book that celebrates everything from petrol pumps at the crossroads to free a nipper. I'm delighted to be joined by historian Turtle Bunbury now, and also by Noel McMullen from Maxall to chat about this uniquely Irish business. Turtle, I might start with you because I have the book in front of me, and it's a very big and heavy, fantastic, rich book, can I say, of anecdotes, of fantastic pictures, and it does what it says on the tin. It celebrates 100 years of a vibrant family business.
Thank you, Bobby. Good morning. Yes, there was a lot to put in when a business has been around for as long as McMullen's or Maxall. Yeah, there is a lot to tell. And so the book is a social history of the business going back to the very early days, but it's also a family history of the McMullens themselves, and kind of also trying to look at the evolution of the oil industry in Ireland as well over the course of that period.
And it's when you look through the decades, and it's nicely, I suppose, laid out in that way that it brings us through the various decades, you can see particularly in this industry, that it faces huge change almost every decade. And this one's no different.
It starts with two boys on a horse and cart selling kerosene. And you've got to go all the way through that, through the evolution of everything from those early days of 2 gallon cans. And as you mentioned earlier, the crossroad pumps right up to today. And Maxall's now, it's got 237 stations, one of the biggest companies in Ireland.
Yeah. Let's welcome Noel McMullen, one of the named McMullens from the family dynasty that is Maxall. Noel, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Bobby. I'm very glad you survived your recent landing of about an hour ago.
Yeah, no, it was quite tricky, but we do these things. Life throws these challenges at us, Noel. Tell us, Noel, about William the Boss McMullen. I'd like to know, I've read the book, but he seems to have been a fascinating character.
He was very much a decision maker and a risk taker. And he had experience of working part-time in chemist shops. He was doing an apprenticeship as a chemist. And one of the things chemists sold in those days was kerosene for lamps, for light, because nobody had electricity or only maybe people in the city. So that gave him the flavor of, you know, what was to become the oil industry, I suppose. And as I say, he was a risk taker, and he got on a boat and went to London, and without any appointment, knocked on the doors of all the big oil companies to see could he get some sort of deal with them. And they all gave him the cold shoulder, with the exception of the Anglo-Mexican Oil Company. And they were quite impressed by him. He had said to the boss's secretary, if he doesn't see me, he's going to really regret it. So he, you know, by just blundered his way in, really, and came out with a supply agency for the whole of Ireland, the 32 counties of Ireland. Ireland was 32 counties at this time, as we all know. He registered a company in Dublin in the company's office, because that was, as I say, we were a 32 county island at that time. And everything developed from there.
Yeah. Well, it is
a risky time to set up a business like that, because of World War II, rationing, people's cars were up on concrete blocks, you know. But he, as a chemist, knew that a motor car could run on benzol, which is a bit like the ethanol we have in our petrol now. And his business boomed because everybody wanted his ethanol. Yeah. That is Benzol, I should say.
Very interesting as well, Turtle, is it not, about, I suppose, how politics can, I suppose, run parallel with business in the fact that this was an All-Ireland company and is, you know, the differences of operating north and south over the years really comes to the fore in the book, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's also saved the company at various times when the North business was doing not so well and the South would sustain it and vice versa. But definitely, I mean, it sort of mirrors what happened in Ireland in a way, because they're both set up in 1920, as Noel was saying. The business was founded just before partition, but that deal stuck. So they retained the deal for the 32 counties. And then in the 1930s, the Maxol kind of had its own partition. So there was the Maxol up in the north and then down in the south, the McMullens. But they would in turn amalgamate again, or certainly the management level of the two sides would amalgamate in the 1990s. That was very interesting because it echoed what was going on the political spectrum, and I'm sure inspired it as well, because it was very successful the way they did it.
Yeah. Noel, in recent years, and I knew Tom Noonan, Brian Donaldson, the importance of external executives, non-family people involved in the business. How has that worked for you as a family?
Well, when the company was set up in 1920, there were three shareholders, which were the two McMullen brothers. And they had been using a haulage company called W.W. Kennedy. And he was made the sort of outside impartial third director, third shareholder and director. And he sat on the board, and the board meetings were mainly held in his office until, unfortunately, he passed away in 1926. And since then, we haven't had any outside directors on the board, with the exception of the senior executives, like you mentioned Tom Noonan, you mentioned Brian Donaldson. We haven't had any outside directors, but it's something we always have in the back of our minds to review.
Yeah.
To have some experienced outsider who, you know, had a more wide base of experience than we have.
And when we look at the annual turnover today of 660 million, over 1,000 employees, the dealer network, as I think it's known. So if you have 116 company-owned sites out of the 237, is that a figure that comes and goes, in the sense that were there times when the business owned all the forecourts, and then times when a lot of it was franchised out or used through agents? Is that something that, you know, has a particular life cycle?
It was really the opposite. Until after World War II, a customer might have two pumps, one Maxol or Mex, as it was in those days, and one Shell or Esso or whatever. And it was like a milk run, the delivery system. You'd call up to maybe a Shell site and try and persuade the fella to take some of your stuff, kind of thing. But after World War II, the oil industry brought in the solus system, whereby sites were persuaded to sign a 20-year contract, as it was then, to take exclusively Maxol products. Now, the government reviewed this arrangement over a number of years and decided that it was in the interests of the oil industry and the customers that this solus, as it was called, agreement existed. But they thought 20 years was too long to tie up a customer. So it was reduced to 10 years and then subsequently 5 years, as it now is.
Right.
So people who own petrol stations would be persuaded to sign a five-year agreement, or even less maybe, but no more than 5 years, with whoever their supplier is. Obviously, in our case, it's now Maxol.
Right. Very interesting. Turtle, can I ask you about, you know, your job probably, you know, as the author of this beautiful tome, the amount of availability of photographs, of archived material, How good was that? In other words, how difficult or easy was your job on the basis of the richness of the artifacts that were guarded or not within the business?
Well, I'm actually blessed with the man you're also speaking with. Noel has been collecting this stuff for ages. So he has a tremendous archive. I mean, there's a very good archive of pictures of early employees, of, you know, the early petrol stations, the trucks from way back, the very early pumps. Obviously, you're always wanting more, but we've been able to include a lot of that in the book. So that's been, you know, really helpful. And as I say, Noel was constantly arriving with another bag stuffed with company archives. And I have to confess, my heart might have sunk a little bit at the sight of them every now and then. But it's really good to have that. And I would urge all companies to just bear that in mind, that, you know, one day time moves fast and it will be your 100th anniversary all going to plan. So just keep those, you know, archives and photographs, and photograph your office right now, because I can't tell you how exciting it is to suddenly see a picture of your office 80 years later.
I know. I was looking back through some of my old stuff there recently, and you're dead right. Never throw out anything, but within reason. Noel, I give the final word to you. If we look at where we are today, and again, the rich history of the company, we're probably set for another, I suppose, jolt to the oil business, to the petrol forecourt retailing business, with the electric car. How does the business feel about its arrival, and I suppose the scale of its arrival?
Well, I mean, I suppose we've always had to adapt. We've had survived World War One and Two, and two energy crises in 73 and 79. And now this COVID thing. So, you know, we have to be ready to change. And I think one of the advantages of a family business is the directors, the controllers of the company, meet every day in the office, and a board meeting can be called at a click of a finger if something interesting comes up. We don't have to go to our shareholders in the UK or America or whatever. So we've been very able to react quickly to opportunities and, in this case, change. Yes, we're going to face, probably won't be in my lifetime because I'm 76, but in my son's lifetime, a big change now with electric coming along, and possibly some other. I'm a bit of a believer in hydrogen myself as being the next energy revolution, but time will tell.
Right.
So we've just been able to react to change very quickly. I think that's probably the secret of a family business.
Absolutely. You can make decisions for yourself. Well, listen, it's a fascinating book. It's a beautiful read. It's called Maxall, Celebrating 100 Years, authored by Turtle Bunbury. And you're both, thank you this morning, both of you, Noel, and for your rich history of the business and for being the custodian of the archives. Well done on that. And we wish you and the business every success. And thank you both for your absolute eloquent delivery this morning.